This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our explanation of the Hanbali text Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid by the great Hanbali scholar of al-Islam Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'li rahimahullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we began Kitab As-Siyam. We've gone through the details related to when do we begin this fast of Ramadan. We also touched upon the conditions related to the person who actually has to fast. We also discussed fast nullifiers. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we now move on to, well, is there a kafara required from me if I nullified my fast? Then the answer is, only if it was via intercourse. The author states, Faslun, وَمَنْ جَامَعَ فِي نَهَارٍ فِي قُبُلٍ أَوْ دُبُرٍ وَلَوْ مَيِّتٍ أَوْ بَهِيمَةٍ فِي حَالَهُ يَلْزَمُهُ فِيهَا الْإِمْسَاكُ مُكْرَهًا كَانَ أَوْ نَاسِيًا لَزِمَهُ الْقَضَاءُ أَوْ الْكَفَارَةُ. Whoever engages himself in intercourse, be it vaginal or anal, even with a deceased or a beast animal, while fasting, whether under duress or whether this person forgot, you were forced or you forgot, irrelevant. This person must make it up. You need to make qada and you need to sort out a kafara. And you need to sort out a kafara. The author will now discuss what is this penalty, what is this kafara. وَكَذَا مَنْ جُومِعَ إِنْ طَاوَعَ غَيْرْ جَاهِلْ وَنَاسِنْ. Also, similarly, this woman, and so the husband had intimacy, intercourse with her, and if she was a willing partner in the matter, then the kafara, etc., also apply upon her. But if she was forced in the matter, then there is no kafara due from her. وَكَذَا مَنْ جُمِعَ إِنْ طَاوَعَ. If this person voluntarily was a willing partner, Jayid, غير جاهل وناسين, and this person was not جاهل, was not ignorant, was not forgetful. ومن جمع في يوم ثم في آخر ولم يكفر لزمته ثانية كمن أعاده في يومه بعد أن كفر. If an individual has intercourse in one day two times, and in between both of them, he hasn't sorted out the kafara, then one kafara will suffice. So this individual had intercourse in the morning, and then after Salatul Zuhr, another, and so one kafara will suffice, insha'Allah. But if he sorted out the kafara after the morning, and then he slept with his wife after Zuhr, then another kafara is now due, insha'Allah. ولا كفارة بغير الجماع والإنزال بالمساحقة نهار رمضان. And there is no kafara due except with regards to intercourse. You had purposefully broken your fast by eating, no kafara due. You induced vomiting, no kafara due. You ate some food, you drank some water purposefully, there's no kafara due. There's only kafara due if there was intercourse. And the author states, بغير الجماع والإنزال بالمساحقة نهار رمضان. There is no expiation, no kafara, except for copulation and ejaculation due to lesbianism during the day of Ramadan, and then he goes into the details of that kafara. So he applies the kafara to man and woman having intercourse, and also two women getting together, and there was ejaculation, then the kafara will also apply upon these women. وَلَا كَفَارَ بِغَيْرْ أَلْجِمَاءِ وَالْإِنْزَالِ بِالْمُسَاحَقَةِ نَهَارْ رَمَضَانِ وَهِيَ عِتْقُ رَقَبَةٍ. And what is this kafara? وَهِيَ عِتْقُ رَقَبَةٍ. It is the setting free of a slave. believing slave, Salima. This is a slave who is, you know, able-bodied. You need to set free a slave. فَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعِينَ If you can't and if you don't have the ability to do that, then you need to fast 2 consecutive months. 2 consecutive months. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَإِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينَ And if you can't do that, we go in tartib one after the other. You can't set a free a slave. Next option. You cannot fast 60 days. Next option. Feed 60 poor Muslims. فَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ سَقَطَتْ بِخِلَافْ كَفَارَةْ حَجْ أَوْ زِهَارْ أَوْ يَمِينَ And if he's unable to feed 60 poor Muslims, then the kafara falls away. It doesn't remain a debt on his shoulders. It falls away as opposed to the kafara of Hajj or the kafara of Zihar or the kafara of breaking your oath. وَسُنَّ تَعْجِيلْ فِطْر Now the author goes into those matters which are sunnah while you are fasting. It is recommended to hasten in breaking your fast and it is recommended to delay in your suhoor. وَقَوْلْ مَا وُرِدَ مَا وَرَدَ عِنْدَ فِطْر And it's recommended to make dua at the time of iftar. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ رَمَضَانْ قَضَى عَدَدْ أَيَّامِهِ And whoever missed a day in the month of Ramadan, he needs to make qada of those days. وَيُسَنُّ عَلَى الْفَوْرِ And it is recommended that you make your qada as soon as possible. إِلَّا إِذَا بَقِيَ مِنْ شَعْبَانْ بِقَدْرْ مَا عَلَيْهِ فَيَجِبْ Except, you know, it is best that you make up your qada as soon as possible. But it becomes an obligation if, you know, you have 5 qada of Ramadan fast to sort out, and now you've delayed it the entire year, and now we come to 5 days left before Ramadan. Now it's an obligation upon you, because you need to catch it before the next Ramadan. And so you only have 5 days, you don't really have options. So you have to fast these 5 days, so that you make your full qada of Ramadan before the next Ramadan, inshallah. If you delayed without a valid excuse, and the new Ramadan has now entered, then number one, you need to make tawbah. Number two, you need to make qada. And number three, you need to feed a poor Muslim for every day that you had delayed, insha'Allah. You need to sort out a kafara for every one of those fasts, insha'Allah. وَلَا يَصِحُ إِبْتِدَاءُ تَطَوُّعْ مَنْ عَلَيْهِ قَضَاءُ رَمَضَانِ And it is not valid. It is not valid to begin the voluntary fast for one who must still make up the month of Ramadan. So you haven't sorted out the month of Ramadan as yet. It is not right for you to be fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, etc. When you haven't sorted out the fast of Ramadan, you need to sort out your qada. You need to sort out your qada first, insha'Allah. فَإِن نَوَى صَوْمًا وَاجِبًا أَوْ قَضَاءً ثُمَّ قَلَّبَهُ نَفْلًا صَحَّ If you began your fast as a wajib fast or as a qada fast and then you decided to change your intention and just make it into a nafil, no problem. وَيَحْرُمُ تَأْخِيرُ قَضَى رَمَضَانْ إِلَىٰ آخِرٍ بِلَا عُذْرٍ Impermissible to delay one Ramadan's qada to the next Ramadan as we discussed, except if you have a valid excuse. فَإِن فَعَلَ وَجَبَ مَعَ الْقَضَى إِطْعَامُ مِسْكِينَ عَنْ كُلْ يَوْمٍ And if you did delay without a valid excuse, then you need to sort feeding for every one of those fasts, insha'Allah. The author states, وَإِن مَاتَ الْمُفَرِّطُ وَلَوْ قَبْلَ آخَرْ أُطْعِمَ عَنْهُ كَذَلِكَ مِنْ رَأْسْ مَالِهِ وَلَا يُصَامْ عَنْهُ And if a person, you know, who was lax in making up his fast, etc., if he dies, then food must be given from their wealth even before the next. Food must be sorted out from his estate because this person owes 5 fasts or 10 fasts or whatever it might be. We need to sort out that as a kafara. We need to pay it, insha'Allah. وَلَا يُصَوْمْ عَنْهُ And nobody should fast on his behalf. So the author stating that you do not fast for somebody who passed away. Rather, from his estate, we need to pay, insha'Allah, for every day of fasting. We need to feed one poor Muslim, insha'Allah. According to the madhab, you only fast for another person if it was another fast that they had owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salman passed away and he owed Allah 3 nadhar fasts. Here you can fast on his behalf. Family members can fast on his behalf to cover it up, insha'Allah. But a fard of Ramadan fast that they had missed, here you do not fast on their behalf according to the madhab. Faslun. وَيُسَنُّ صَوْمُ التَّطَوُّعِ It is recommended to make, it is recommended to fast nafil, fast insha'Allah. وَأَفْضَلُهُ يَوْمْ وَيَوْمْ And the best to fast one day and not fast another. Fast one day and not fast the next day, insha'Allah. وَصَوْمْ ثَلَاثَةٍ مِنْ كُلِّ الشَّهْرِ 3 days of every month, the best, the 13th, 14th and the 15th. وَأَيَّامُ الْبِيضِ أَفْضَلُ The white days are the best, and that's the 13th, 14th and the 15th, insha'Allah. وَهِيَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشَرَ وَأَرْبَعَ عَشْرَةَ وَخَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ وَالْخَمِيسُ وَالْإِثْنَيْنِ Fasting the Monday and the Thursday. وَسِتْ مِنْ شَوَّال 6 days of شَوَّال وَالْأَوْلَى وَالْأَوْلَى تَتَبُّعُهُمَا meaning that they should be done consecutively after Eid. It is best that you do them consecutively and after Eid as soon as possible. وَعَقِبَ الْعِيدِ وَصَائِمُهَا مَعَ رَمَضَانَ كَأَنَّهَا صَامَ الدَّهْرِ Whoever fasts the 6 days of Shawwal with Ramadan, it is as though you fasted the entire year. وصوم المحرم, the month of Muharram, 10th of Muharram. آكده العاشر وهو كفارة سنة. It wipes away 1 year of your sin, insha'Allah. ثم التاسع, and then fasting the 9th and the 10th is good. وعشر ذي الحجة, and the 10 days of ذو الحجة, the 9 days in reality, the 9 days of ذو الحجة, insha'Allah. وآكدوه يوم عرفة, fasting the 9th, which is the day of Arafah, is the most emphasized. وهو كفارة سنتين, it is wiping away 2 years of your sins, insha'Allah. Now the makruh fast. وَكُرِهَ إِفْرَادُ رَجَبْ وَالْجُمُعَ وَالسَّبْتِ بِصَوْمْ Fasting only on Friday, makruh. Only Saturday, makruh. Singing out the month of Rajab for fasting, it is makruh. And وَصَوْمْ يَوْمْ شَكْ وَهُوَ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ حِينْ تَرَائِ إِلَّهِ And also the day of doubt, and according to the madhab, the day of doubt is the 30th of Shaban, and the night before was a clear night. وَصَوْمْ يَوْمَ النَّيْرُوزِ وَالْمَهْرَجَانِ Nehruz and Mahrajan, these were Persian festivals, and impermissible to fast on those days. وَكُلْ عِيد لِلْكُفَّارِ And all types of Eid which are celebrated by the Kufar, impermissible for us to fast, it is makruh. أَوْ يَوْمْ يومين يفردونه بتعظيم and any day that they single out for veneration وتقدم رمضان بيوم أو يومين إلا أن يوافق عادة في الكل except and you are not allowed to fast Ramadan 1 or 2 days early, you know, just to be on the safe side. This is something which is makruh, except if it is part and parcel of your norm. Let's say it was a Monday. And you fast on Mondays, and even though it's a day before Ramadan, but this is Monday, you are fasting because it's Monday, no problem, insha'Allah. وَلَا يَصِحُ الصَّوْمْ أَيَّامْ التَّشْرِيقِ إِلَّا عَنْ You are not allowed to fast the days of Tashriq except the person who is on Hajj and he didn't have the animal to slaughter and so he needs to fast. إِلَّا عَنْ دَمْ مُتْعَى أَوْ قِرَانِ دَمْ تَمَتُّ مُتْعَى أَوْ قِرَانِ وَلَا صَوْمْ عِيدْ مُطْلَقًا وَيَحْرُمُ And haram to fast any of the Eids. عيد الفطر, عيد الأضحى. Not allowed to fast. وَمَنْ دَخَلَ فِي تَطَوُّعٍ غير حج أو عمرة لم يجب إتمامه ويسنه. Anyone who begins any nafil act of worship, and it's not an obligation that you must finish it, except Hajj and Umrah. Those two, you have to continue them. But as for it was a nafil fast, you can break the fast, insha'Allah, but it's better to continue. وَإِنْ فَسَدَ فَلَا قَضَى And if you nullified it, then there's no qada that's required from you. وَيَجِبُ إِتْمَامْ فَرْضٍ مُطْلَقًا وَلَوْ مُوَسَّعًا كَالصَّلَاةِ وَيَجِبُ إِتْمَامْ فَرْضٍ مُطْلَقًا وَلَوْ مُوَسَّعًا كَالصَّلَاةِ وقضاء رمضان ونذر مطلق وكفارة وإن بطل فلا مزيد ولا كفارة وأفضل الأيام يوم الجمعة. The author states, if that fast, etc., it was nullified. It was a nafil fast. And then there's no kafara. There's nothing needed, insha'Allah, nor is a qada required. But it is absolutely obligatory to complete a compulsory act, even if its time is extensive, like prayer, making up Ramadan. وَيَجِمُ إِتْمَامُ فَرْضٍ مُطْلَقًا. As for something which is an obligation, then you need to complete it. وَلَوْ مُوَسَّعًا. Even if, you have a lot of time. So I began my Dhuhr Salah. I must finish my Dhuhr Salah. I can't say no. But you know what? Technically, I have 3 hours to perform my Dhuhr Salah. So if I break this one here, I'm going to do another, etc. No. You began a Fard Salah. You must complete this Fard Salah, insha'Allah. Wa Qadha Ramadan. Similarly, with regards to Qadha Ramadan, you need to complete it. Wa Nadhr Mutlaq. Wa Kafara. Wa In Batala. Fala Mazid. Wa La Kafara. And if it's invalidated, then there's nothing, no kafara due from you, insha'Allah. وَأَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. And the best day of the week it is the day of Jumu'ah. But singling out the day of Jumu'ah for fasting, this is something which is not permissible. وَأَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And the best night in the year, it is the night of Laylatul Qadr. وَتَطْلُبُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَخِيرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. And you search for it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. وَأَوْتَارُهُ أَكَدْ. And the witr of the last 10, it is أَكَدْ. It is most hopeful. وَأَرْجَاهَا سَابِعَتُهُ. And the most hopeful is the 27th. وَيُكْثِرُ مِنْ دُعَاء فِيهَا. You make a lot of dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Oh Allah, indeed you are oft pardoning and you love to pardon, and so pardon me. Ameen. Lastly, the author talks about the matters pertaining to i'tikaf, insha'Allah. And so, وَالْإِعْتِكَافِ سُنَّةِ كل وقت وفي رمضان آكد وآكده عشرة عشره الأخير. It's recommended at all times. Any day it is permissible. It's recommended for you to make i'tikaf. And in the month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, it is more emphasized. The only time i'tikaf becomes an obligation is if you took a vow. Otherwise, i'tikaf is sunnah. ويجب بنذر وَشُرِطَ لَهُ نِيَّ وَإِسْلَامُ وَعَقْلْ وَتَمِيزُ وَعَدَمْ مَا يُوجِبُ الْغُسْلِ وَكَوْنُهُ بِمَسْجِدِ. And it is conditioned by, you need to have intention, you need to be Muslim, you need to be aqil, you need to at least be at the age of 7. وَعَدَمُ مَا يُوجِبُ الْغُسْلِ. You should not be in a state of janaba. وَكَوْنُهُ بِمَسْجِدِ. It should be in a masjid. There's no i'tikaf in the house, in the home. No. ويزداد في حق من تلزمه الجماعة أن يكون المسجد مما تقام فيه. And if you are a person who it's an obligation to be in the masjid for jama'ah, then you should only make i'tikaf in a masjid where they do pray salatul jama'ah, not some masjid on the road for travelers where there's no 5 daily prayers being prayed in. ومن المسجد ما زيد فيه ومنه ظهره وري ورحبته المحوطة ومنارته التي هي أو بابها فيه. The masjid includes the expansion of the masjid, the roof, the fenced courtyard, its minara, which either it or its door is within it. The author giving the definition of the masjid here, the precincts of the masjid. Why? Because the person in i'tikaf needs to stay within the precincts of the masjid. وَمَنْ نَذَرَ الْإِعْتَاكَ اِعْتِكَافَ أَوِ الصَّلَاءِ فِي مَسْجِدٍ غير الثلاثة فله فعله في غيره. Whoever vows to make i'tikaf or perform a prayer in a masjid other than the 3 harams, it is permitted for him to do so in any other or a better masjid. He took a vow to perform salah, and whether he prays in this masjid or that masjid doesn't really make a difference. And it is better if he does it, obviously, in one of the 3 harams. The best of them is Masjid al-Haram, and then the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Masjid al-Aqsa. وَمَنْ اِعْتَكَفَ مَنْذُورًا مُتَتَابِعًا لَمْ يَخْرُجْ إِلَّا لِمَا لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ. Whoever makes a continual i'tikaf, this is the vowing type of i'tikaf, due to a vow, not allowed to leave except out of necessity. They are not to visit the sick nor attend a funeral unless they stipulate this in their condition related to i'tikaf. ولا يعود مريضا ولا يشهد جنازة إلا بالشرط. If a person says that to himself, you know, or he has the intention that, you know what, I'm making this i'tikaf for 5 days. This is another, a vow that I had taken. Wallah, if I pass my exam, I'm going to be in i'tikaf for 5 days. So if you do so, but you put a condition, and oh Allah, you know what, but every day in the evening I'm going to visit my uncle in hospital, then you would be allowed to go and visit your uncle every day, and you will still be in i'tikaf, insha'Allah, it will not be nullified. وَيَبْطُلُ بِالْخُرُوجِ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ لِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ. It breaks if you leave the masjid without an excuse. وَبِنِيَّةِ الْخُرُوجِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَخْرُجْ. And if you make the intention to break your i'tikaf, even if you don't leave the masjid, that intention, if it's clear, then your i'tikaf is now nullified. وَبِالْوَطْئِ. And intercourse is something which nullifies your i'tikaf fil farj. أو بالإنزال وبالمباشرة دون الفرج. Or if there was ejaculation, even if there was no intercourse. وبالردة, leaving the fold of Islam. وبالسكر, falling into a state of intoxication. وحيث بطل وجب الاستئناف المتتابع غير المقيد بزمن ولا كفارة. وإن كان مقيدا بزمن معين استأنفه وعليه كفارة يمين. Wherever the i'tikaf is nullified, the continual non-time specific, I never specified a specific time for my i'tikaf, then here you must, what's this? There's no kafara and you will have to make up that i'tikaf insha'Allah. But if you had specified a specific time, these last 10 nights of Ramadan, I am doing a vow type of i'tikaf, then here you will need to sort out a kafara. Why? Because now that your i'tikaf is broken, then technically you're not going to get that time back. And technically your kafara, or rather technically your vow is not being done in its proper time. In the time that you had vowed, you're not doing it in that time because you've just broken it. So you need to sort out a kafara because you did the vow, but not in its proper time as per the vow. وَلَا يَبْطُلُ إِنْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ لِبَوْلٍ أَوْ غَائِطٍ أَوْ إِتْيَانٍ بِمَأْكَلٍ وَمَشْرَبٍ أَوْ الْجُمُعَ تَلْزَمُهُ أَوْ طَهَارَةٍ وَاجِبَةٍ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ. Your i'tikaf is not nullified if you leave the masjid to go to the toilet, to get some food, to attend Jumu'ah. You know, there's another masjid, you need to go for Jumu'ah there, you need to make wudu. All of these matters are fine, insha'Allah. They fall within the category of haja and need, and so this will be permissible, insha'Allah. ويسن تشاغله بالقرب واجتناب ما لا يعنيه ويحرم جعل القرآن بدلا من الكلام جعل القرآن بدلا من القرآن ويحرم نعم وينبغي لمن قصد المسجد أن ينوي الاعتكاف مدة لبثه فيه. And it's recommended to busy oneself with good actions, refrain from that which does not concern you. It's impermissible to make the Quran a replacement for speech. And so you're busy talking morning, evening and night while you're in i'tikaf? No. Also, you find that many scholars disliked, you know, having halaqat of fiqh and hadith, etc. No, this is the time for the noble Quran, insha'Allah. وَيَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ قَصَدَ الْمَسْجِدِ. And it's good for the person who comes to a masjid that they should intend i'tikaf for the duration while they are in the masjid, insha'Allah. And what is the minimum time? There's no technical minimum time. Whatever is regarded as, you know, you are like in i'tikaf, you are like in seclusion, you have, you know, purposefully sat here now, insha'Allah, in i'tikaf, half an hour, 1 hour, insha'Allah, that can be regarded as minimum i'tikaf, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we have concluded Kitab As-Siyam. Walhamdulillah. With regards to the pillars of Al-Islam, we have the pillar of Hajj, insha'Allah, left. That's from the 5 pillars of Al-Islam. And according to the Hanbali scholars, in terms of Ibadat, we still have the matter of Jihad to go through, insha'Allah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah to keep away us from knowledge which is not beneficial. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners are also supposed to be above average. Hayyakumullah. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.